The Agriculture Conservation and Resiliency Subcommittee will now come to order. Missy, please call the roll.
Chair Buchanan?
Here.
Vice Chair Roth is excused. Ranking Member Skidmore? Representative Abbott?
Here.
Representative Alvarez?
Here, ma'am.
Representative Antone? Representative Bartleman?
Here.
Representative Botana?
Here.
Representative Brackett?
Here.
Representative Asada Cabrera is excused. Representative Cassell?
Here.
Representative Cheney?
Here.
Representative Esposito?
Here.
Representative Hanchowski?
Here.
Representative Mooney?
Here.
Representative Steele?
Here.
Representative Trunell?
Here.
Representative Tuck?
Here.
Thank you, Missy. Members, in announcements, I just want to remind everyone to make sure you move your electronic devices to silent or turn them off for the duration of our meeting here today. So members, we're coming into our last week of pre-session. And so I hope everyone has a great holiday coming up. But today we have three bills on the agenda, which we'll get started with. Why don't we begin, because not everyone's here, although Representative Cheney, you're here with your bill. We'll start with Representative Porras. Representative Porras, why don't you come up and present Anchoring Limitation Areas HB 437. You're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Vice Chair and Ranking Member. Members, the legislature previously has placed anchoring limitations on the Venetian Islands in Miami-Dade County, but previously have omitted some of the islands on the Venetian, as well as two islands directly of the south of the Venetian Islands, which include Palm and Hibiscus. The limitations currently in place have worked as intended, but the additional islands added in this bill have seen a tremendous increase in permanent moorings due to the prohibitions in other areas. The area addressed in the bill is a very popular recreational boating area, perhaps the most traveled in the state, and permanently moored boats have created a safety hazard for recreational boaters. HB 437 would address the omissions in previous statute and create a limitation on anchoring within 200 yards of any of the islands listed in statute 327.
Thank you for that explanation, Representative Porras. There is an amendment, but members, first, do we have any questions on the bill as presented? Any questions on the bill as presented? Seeing no questions, Representative Porras, you're recognized to explain amendment barcode 276979.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment changes the anchoring limitation area to include the section of Biscayne Bay, which is increasingly environmentally sensitive and highly trafficked by the boats that are anchored there indefinitely. The amendment also clarifies that the limited section of waters between the MacArthur Causeway and the Julia Tuttle Causeway and within 200 yards of the coast of the city of Miami Beach would be also designated as an anchoring limitation area. And that is the amendment, Mr. Chair.
Thank you for that explanation, Representative Porras. Members, we're in questions. Do we have questions on the amendment? Questions on the amendment? Seeing no questions on the amendment, we are in public testimony on the amendment. And we do have one. Do we have one? Let's see. Yeah, we do have one up for public testimony. We'll hear from Ross Kingsley with Seven Seas Cruising Association, who is an opponent to the bill and wishing to appear. Mr. Kingsley? Let the record reflect you're waiving your time in opposition. Thank you. Any other public testimony on the amendment? Seeing no further public testimony on the amendment. Representative Porras, you're recognized. Oh, do we have any debate on the amendment? Any debate? See no debate. Representative Porras, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
I'll waive close, Mr. Chair.
Do we have any members? Do we have any opposition to the amendment? Seeing no opposition to the amendment, let's show the amendment as adopted. We're back on the bill as amended now. Representative Porras, we've already done that. Is there public testimony on the bill as amended? Up first, we have Kimberly Russo with the Americans Great Loop Cruisers Association, who is an opponent. Do you wish to speak?
Yes, I do.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you to the rest of the committee. I appreciate the opportunity to participate in this process. I am here representing America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. We are a group of about 6,000 current memberships, which represents 6,000 boats or people who are looking to buy boats to do the Great Loop. Florida's coastline is a major part of the Great Loop. Our members are mostly retirees who are on the bucket list adventure of a lifetime. And being able to anchor in Florida waters, and specifically in Biscayne Bay, is part of that adventure for them. The representative mentioned the anchoring limitation areas and mentioned permanent moorings. A few years back, the legislature passed Section 4108 of Chapter 327, which allows anchoring limitation areas where anchoring is allowed for up to 45 days before the boat must move. We support those anchoring limitation areas because it does solve the problem with derelict vessels, with permanently moored vessels, but we don't support the area around the Venetian Islands that, as part of that bill, were grandfathered, where overnight anchoring is completely off the table. The solution to the long-term permanently moored boats is the anchoring limitation areas with the 45-day limit. Other issues that I know with the traffic in that area can be nuisance boats. There's lots of laws on the books that can solve the issue of nuisance boats. Whether the issue is noise, there are ordinances that can control that. Whether the issue is unlicensed charters, already illegal. Any discharge of waste from boats into the waterway, already illegal. There's a boating safety bill being considered this session that will put further restrictions and further penalties on boating under the influence. So our point is, we don't need another law that's going to eliminate anchoring in a big section of Biscayne Bay. What we need is enforcement of the laws that are already on the books. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Up next, we have Ross Kingsley with Seven Seas Cruising Association. Mr. Kingsley, you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members. Seven Seas Cruising Association consists of individuals, families, mainly retirees who are into passage making. They like to move their boats.
Mr. Kingsley, is the microphone on up there?
I'm sorry.
There you go. Better? You're good.
Okay. So we're into passage making, we're into moving boats long distances, and one of our favorite places we go to is the Bahamas. And I know it was not the sponsor's intent, but this bill actually puts boaters who are reaching the Bahamas in the kind of craft we have at risk. And I'll explain that to you. It adds at least an hour to my trip or anyone else who has a sailboat or a deep draft trawler to find a place to anchor when they come in from the Bahamas or position themselves when they're leaving to the Bahamas. And I'm speaking specifically of Bimini. In effect, the areas which are left in the area which this bill addresses are too shallow for us to anchor. We have to find someplace else. We're talking about wading deep water that's left when you basically eliminate. This area was created, the islands, because of dredging. They're artificial islands. So the only real deep water is the area around these islands and near the coastline. To eliminate that eliminates anchoring in this area, period. So you have a perspective. We move at the speed of a riding lawnmower. That's serious. We take a full day to make that trip. If you've been in a speedboat or a fishing boat, you make the trip to Bimini in a few hours. It's not a big deal, but to us, it is a big deal. So because we do it outside of hurricane times, outside of hurricane seasons, the days are short. So adding an extra hour, moving 6 miles up beyond I-95, in effect, creates a situation where we have to go at night. And going at night means we have the risk of running aground or hitting something. So I don't like to stand up here and oppose a bill. I'd rather be part of the solution. And I really have heard different things from different people of what's motivating this bill. I would appreciate the time to sit down with the sponsor or whoever else is interested in this topic and really understand this bill and the motivation, because I don't think you intend to affect us or hurt us. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony, Mr. Kingsley. Up next, do we have any other public testimony? Seeing no further public testimony, members, we're in debate. Is there debate on the bill as amended? Seeing no debate, Representative Porras, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I just wanted to address some of the concerns, obviously, that we heard in public testimony. Obviously, we're not barring any sort of mooring permanently. This is just in 1/2 hour after sunset and 1/2 hour before sunrise. Other than those times and limitations, somebody is welcome to moor or anchor in some of these locations. We're just making the argument that these people should not be obviously staying there indefinitely. And I am empathetic to the gentleman with the having the issue with the trip to the Bahamas. I mean, we do have permanent mooring locations near the city of Miami, especially on Watson Island, to be precise, where there is infrastructure already in place for a lot of these vessels to do their mooring. So, you know, obviously I'll work with our stakeholders to see if there's anything we can do, but I do ask for your favorable support on this bill today.
Thank you, Representative Porras. Missy, please call the roll.
Representatives Abbott?
Yes.
Alvarez?
Yes.
Antone? Bartleman?
Yes.
Botana?
Yes.
Brackett?
Yes.
Cassell?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Esposito?
Yes.
Panchowski?
Yes.
Mooney?
Yes.
Skidmore? Steele?
Yes.
Trunell?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Chair Buchanan?
Yes. Members, by your vote, show the bill is reported favorably with a committee substitute. Congratulations, Representative Porras. Up next, we'll be hearing from our very own Representative Cheney. She's bringing forward the release of balloons, HB 321, of which, Representative Cheney, you're recognized to present HB 321 from your seat.
Thank you, Chair Buchanan. I have been waiting for 2 years for this bill, so I thank you so very much. I have a strike all, Mr. Chairman, that conforms me to my Senate bill. If it would please you, I'd like to present that.
Representative Cheney, maybe just give the members a flavor of the bill and we'll move on to the strike all.
Absolutely. The bill addresses the intentional release of bills, of balloons, reclassifying them as litter.
Members, any questions on the bill? Okay, we're going to move on to the strike all now. Representative Cheney, you're recognized to go in a little more detail on the strike all.
Thank you. So currently, up to 10 balloons can be intentionally released every 24 hours. This bill specifies that the intentional release of any balloon would be considered litter and move to the litter statute and fined accordingly. The strike all also includes biodegradable balloons as litter because there's no such thing as a biodegradable balloon. I visited the University of Florida Vet School. Consistently, they've performed surgeries on livestock, that is, ingested balloons that fell into their fields. We have a representative right here on our own committee who lost a cow and her baby due to ingesting a balloon that fell into the field. Florida is a top nesting location for turtles and the only location in the U.S. where leatherback turtles can nest. And a released balloon harms not only the environment, but marine life and livestock. By moving the release of balloons to the litter statute, there's also an educational component that will aid to raise public awareness of this issue. And that is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you for that explanation, Representative Cheney and members. Let's just let the record reflect. That strike all amendment was bar code 576075. Members, do we have any questions on the strike all amendment? Questions? Seeing no questions on the strike all amendment, we're moving on to public testimony. Up first in public testimony, we'll be hearing from David Cullen with the Sierra Club of Florida. Mr. Cullen, you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dave Cullen for Sierra Club, Florida. We rise in strong support of this bill. It will protect wildlife, and it makes, it actually makes the fine a little bit lower. It goes down from 250 to 150. So if you're interested in...
Mr. Cullen, we're on the amendment right now.
Okay. Well, that's involved in the amendment because it puts in the litter statute. I'll stop there. Thank you for filing the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Cullen, for being here. Up next, we have Kate McFall with Humane Society of the United States. Humane Society waving in support. Up next, we have Travis Moore with Oceana. Travis, waving in support, a proponent. Any further public testimony on the amendment? Seeing no further public testimony on the amendment, is there any opposition on the committee to the amendment? Oh, let's back up for a minute. Do we have any debate on the amendment? Any debate on the amendment? No debate? Do we have any opposition to the amendment? Representative Cheney, do you want to close on that amendment?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Ms.
You're recognized to close.
Thank you. I'll waive close on my amendment.
Representative Cheney, waiving close on the amendment. Members, and we don't have any debate, is there any opposition to the amendment? See no opposition, show the amendment is adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. Is there public testimony? We do have a fair amount of public testimony on the bill as amended. Up first, we have Alan Suski with Ocean Conservancy. Waving in support. Up next, we have David Cullen with the Sierra Club. Waving in support. Up next, we have Jessica Hunter with the Florida Retail Federation. Waving in support. Up next, we have Katrina Shadix with the Bear Warriors United. Waving in support. Up next, we have Kate McFall with the Humane Society of the United States. Waving in support. Thank you. Up next, we have Travis Moore. Waving in support. Up next, we have Stacy Rowicki, wishing to appear in person, a proponent. Up next, we have Leslie Blackner with Mother Nature, a proponent. Up next, we have Anna Pepper with representing herself, wishing to appear in person, waving in support. Great, thank you. Up next, we have Penny Jackson with End the Warfare on Wildlife. Ms. Jackson, waving in support. Up next, we have Robert Redderman with Humane Wildlife Consultation of South Florida, wishing to appear in person, a proponent. Is there any further public testimony? Seeing no further public testimony, members, we're in debate. Is there debate on the bill as amended? Any debate? Seeing no debate on the bill as amended, Representative Cheney, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Chair Buchanan, and thank you all for waving in support. I appreciate it, and I thank the Retail Federation who let me know that Party City actually has signage in their stores that ask people not to release their bills because it's their balloons because it's harmful. And I also want to thank the staff analyst, Mamontoff, who did a really great job. If you haven't read it, you should read it. It's very informative, and I appreciate it. There is no good reason to intentionally release a balloon. There are lots of bad reasons to release a balloon. Balloons do not go to heaven. Hopefully, balloons will go into statute, though, with your support. Thank you.
Thank you for that close. Representative Cheney. Missy, please call the roll.
Representatives Abbott?
Yes.
Alvarez?
Yes, ma'am.
Antone? Bartleman?
Yes.
Botana?
Yes.
Brackett?
Yes.
Cassell?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Esposito?
Yes.
Hanshofsky?
Yes.
Mooney?
Yes.
Skidmore? Steele?
Yes.
Trunell? Tuck?
Yes.
Chair Buchanan?
Yes. Members, by your vote, show the bill is reported favorably with a committee substitute. Congratulations, Linda. Up next, we're going to be hearing from Representative Schoaf. Representative Schoaf, you're recognized to explain HB 87, Taking of Bears.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members. In North Florida, we are inundated with black bears. They're cute and they're cuddly, but they're also dangerous and a nuisance and a threat. This bill, House Bill 87, is pretty simple. It allows a homeowner on their private property to defend themselves. It allows them to use deadly force if they feel that their life or property is being threatened or destroyed. Since the black bears have been protected, the population has exploded, and attempts to manage it have not been successful. We are told to blow whistles, we are told to spray mace, and we are told to run. That is not what we need to be doing. We need to be able to protect ourselves and our property, and that is the bill.
Thank you for that explanation, Representative Schoaf. Members, we're in questions. Are there questions on the bill? Representative Bartleman, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. And can I just say you've been wonderful communicating with the city girl about the bear problem, so thank you. My first question is, do you have, what is threatened? I feel that's very broad. What can someone consider threatened? Because your intro used more specific language than the actual language of the bill here. So.
Representative Schoaf, you're recognized.
Threatened is a word that you know it when it's happening. It is hard to define. I think that lawyer talk would call it reasonably believes. But everybody I know knows when they're being threatened.
Representative Barnum with a follow-up.
So I guess for me, physically threatened would be a better definition. But then the other definition is, so I'm going to, you have, if their physical property feels threatened, so if the bear's going to dump over the physical property of their garbage can under this bill, would that be considered a justification for taking the bear's life? Because if you just look at the language on page 1 of 2 on lines 24 and 25, it just says physical property threatened or private property threatened. So that could include a bear on your bike, a bear on your table, a bear tipping your garbage can. So I have concerns about that. Can you explain your intent with that?
Representative Schoaf, you're recognized.
Yes, and thank you for the question. Actually, it says if a person feels threatened and believes that using such force is necessary to protect himself or herself on his or her private property.
We clear, Representative Bartleman? Okay, up next, Representative Cassell, did you have something?
I did.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Representative Schoaf, for the time to walk us through this bill. You've been extremely amenable to hearing our concerns. We had a conversation last night, and we talked about the specificity with regards to ensuring that this was specific to being on your private property. Can you walk us through what your intent of that language is and why?
Representative Schoaf.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for the question. This is a point that needs to be clarified and understood by everybody. This is not a bill to allow hunting. This is not a bill to allow trophy gathering. In fact, the bill specifically forbids you to use this statute out on a hunting lease or in the woods. It is for your home. It's for your private property. Also, it clearly states that you're not allowed to keep any part of the bear as a trophy. You're not allowed to keep the meat. If you're going to have to use deadly force, it's nothing to put on a wall or mount or deal with in the way that we would hunt or fish. This is purely about protecting yourself, your family, and your property.
Members, do we have any other questions? Any other questions? Representative Bartleman for another question.
forgot to ask this question. That we were discussing the number of bears and whether or not there was really a issue with the number of bears or if there really is an overpopulation. Were you able to get any information from the Fish and Wildlife, or should I ask them directly if they come up?
Representative Shove.
Yes, I was able to get a brief explanation of how they're currently keeping track. Basically, they'll go into the woods and set up a barbed wire square. They'll put some bait in the middle, and if a bear happens to come along and take the bait, a little piece of their fur or skin will get snagged on the barbed wire. They'll then take that, analyze the DNA, and then plug that bear in their system. And they tell me they used a complicated formula to be able to calculate acreage or square miles with individual bear DNA and spit out some number. I don't know how they could accurately do that when in my district you can drive down the road any given night and see one or two or three bears crossing the road. Most people I know in Gulf and Franklin County have either hit a bear or had to swerve to dodge one. They are in our homes. They are in our garages. They are attacking people. We've had a young girl in East Point that was mauled nearly to death. There are stories after stories of bears breaking into homes, people hearing windows breaking or doors being knocked in the middle of the night, and they wake up to a huge black bear in their kitchen tearing their refrigerator apart, and that whistle's nowhere to be found. Also, I think it's important to note with that is from local law enforcement, I've learned that there were right at 6,000 calls for bear problems in the state of Florida last year. For example, Franklin County, about 80% of the county is state or national forest, so it's you've got a population of 12,000 people. So of that 6,000 calls, 1,000 of them came from that one county. We have a major problem, folks. We are loaded up. We can't take any more bears in North Florida. So when it becomes a risk to life and safety and property, it's time to do something. And that's why we're here today.
Members, any other questions? Questions? Representative Steele.
Thank you for bringing this bear, and thank you, Chair, for calling on me. Why just limit it to bears? If self-defense to me, I would want it for hogs or any other animal that's aggressive.
Representative Shove, you're recognized.
Thank you for the question. The reason that we're addressing bears today is because they are protected by the state. It's a protected animal. The other animals, you can do that no problem, and you don't fear or risk a FWC officer showing up at your home, conducting a forensic examination of the crime scene and confiscating your gun, your truck, and putting you in prison. So that's the reason we're specifically addressing bears today.
Members, questions? See no further questions. There are no amendments. We'll move into public testimony, of which we have a fair amount. We'll begin with David Cullen and the Sierra Club.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dave Cullen for Sierra Club, Florida. We have to speak against this bill for a couple of reasons. First of all, we think it's redundant. The FWC site, where everything I'm going to say is coming from the FWC site, there is a defense already in place. It's called the Common Law Defense of Necessity. That's basically self-defense. It also says on the FWC site that, as the sponsor has said, you can protect yourself against any wildlife in the state of Florida. We are also concerned about the unintended consequence of the lethal force is justified language, that it will be used as an excuse to be able to take or kill bears. The last part of that sentence is, if a person feels threatened and believes that using such force is necessary to protect himself or herself. What the FWC site says is if a bear feels threatened, they may clack their teeth together, moan, blow, huff, or stomp the ground. They may bluff charge, run toward you, and then stop before reaching you. These are all ways the bear is showing you it is as uncomfortable with the situation, and it wants you to give it some space. These are not indications of aggressive intent or an imminent attack. Truly predatory or aggressive black bears are rare and generally silent. The secret to reducing human and bear encounters is to make sure you have bear-wise trash cans. Do not leave sources of food out. They have phenomenal senses of smell. They can smell food from a mile away. And if they come into the community, then they become acclimated to people and we have more encounters. So don't leave the trash out. Be bear-wise. Look at the FWC site information. And as far as self-defense is concerned, experts feel that using bear spray is preferable to shooting. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cullen. Up next, we have Macy Codina representing herself, waving in opposition. Up next, we have Dana Stetson representing herself, wishing to appear. Mr. Stetson, you're recognized.
Thank you. First of all, black bears are not cute and cuddly. If you ever have seen them, they're very impressive. You have to respect them. The problem we have in this state is not a numbers of bear problem, it's a trash problem. If you can keep the trash sealed up and away from them, they have no reason to come to us. You see when you're out there, they don't want to come to humans. They're scared of humans. Humans are no good for them. So if we could just deal with the trash problem, I think we could solve this whole thing. That's all I got to say.
Thank you for being here, Mr. Stetson. Up next, we have Dusty Arnold representing with the title Chief Deputy, waving in support, wishing to speak. Come on up. You're recognized.
Thank you. I just want to speak in support of this on behalf of the Liberty County Sheriff's Office and Sheriff Money. The reality in North Florida is these things are coming into our houses. They're coming into our yards. It's not a trash problem. It's you put dog food out. If you got dogs, they're coming in. They're tearing your pens up. They're getting dog food. Your grill, if you have a grill out and you don't clean it properly, they're coming onto your porches, and they're trying to tear your grill up. And so we're starting to see a lot more bears get hit by cars, so we're having property damage everywhere. So when it comes to supporting this bill, Liberty County is fully in support of it. We're just north of Franklin County, so the stats that Representative Shove gave you are basically the same that we're having in Liberty County. So we're fully in support of this bill.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold, and thank you for your service. Up next, we have Eric's Zealous representing the Paper Bear, Inc., wishing to appear in person and an opponent. Mr. Zealous, you're recognized.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Name is Eric Zealous. I live in Walton County, about 2.5 hours west of here. And the reason I came over today is I am actually a filmmaker. And for the last 4 years, we've been making a feature film, which will be released next year. And the main stars of the feature film are the Florida black bear. In order to make this film and capture the footage, I actually had to live with Florida black bears, wild Florida black bears, for 2.5 years. So I have firsthand knowledge and experience in doing this. The film we've turned into a nonprofit because one thing we realized very quickly is the main problem we have is actually an education problem. And so turning this into a nonprofit, we realized FWC and many of the other organizations don't have the funding or the resources to really do the level of education that's needed to do something like this. And so the feature film will be released nationally, and working with the distributors will be released internationally. I can speak from firsthand experience. Most people that are encountering bears and feeling threatened are misunderstanding the communication that is happening. I lived on my hands and knees with these bears for 2.5 years. I learned how they speak their language. So I can speak to this on a firsthand knowledge. One thing that I'm concerned with is if we pass a bill like this before we do an education push, and then we have a big movement, Walton County is 100% behind this, the county I'm in. The five commissioners voted 5-0 to get behind this and to also start working towards education campaigns towards our black bears. If we pass a bill like this and then we do a massive education campaign, this could potentially give the state a pretty good black eye if we tell people they're going out and shooting bears, and at the same time, we're telling people how amazing our bears are and educating on that front. In terms of the bears coming into the communities, I have a lot of knowledge on this. Like I said, I've been living with them. One thing that happened is with COVID, we had such an influx of tourists coming into the Panhandle primarily, and tourists tend to leave a lot more garbage. I understand in Franklin County, I've got over 10,000 hours working on this project. We've talked to thousands of people, thousands of homeowners. Once we started the project, many people started contacting us with their problems, and what we found a lot of the times, most of the time, is when we went there, it was usually an education problem, and it's also a community problem, meaning if one homeowner makes a difference, but the neighbors around them are not, if you have people coming in leaving massive amounts of garbage, and tourists tend to eat out, and then they throw a lot of their leftovers into the garbage, if you have one person doing the right thing and one person not, or if you have an entire community doing the right thing and one person not, you're not going to alleviate the problem. And here's the concern. If you allow people to shoot bears, that's not going to stop the bears from coming in until the education happens and until we really address this from the ground and really address it from an education standpoint. You know, there's a reason they protected the black bears. And one thing we learn and one thing we're presenting in this film is they're one of the most important animals in our forests in terms of the health of our forests and maintaining them for all the wildlife. That's all I've got.
Thank you for being here, Mr. Zealous. Up next, we have Travis Moore with the Animal Legal Defense Fund, who is an opponent. Mr. Moore, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And first, I want to apologize to the sponsor. Didn't get a chance to connect with you earlier. Certainly want to do that and look forward to working with you on a solution. And I just don't think the way the current bill is, but we're early in the process, is that solution. I'll be brief and just agreeing with what Mr. Cullen said. I feel like Florida Statute 2.01 already kind of addresses the fact that you can, to Representative Steele's question or concern, you can already defend yourself if you feel the need against any wildlife. It doesn't differentiate between protected or non-protected. So I just feel like that's already on the books. And then the other issue is just the broadness of the term threatened. It was confusing even here in the back and forth with the sponsor and Representative Cassell, because when he answered her question, he then again also said their property. So if you're feeling like you're not just yourself is now being threatened, but your property, that opens up a whole new issue, and by further not defining or clarifying that term, a person could claim that they felt threatened by a black bear or their property that was dozens of feet away, or the mere sight of a black bear made them or their property feel threatened enough to kill the bear, and the bill could essentially be a backdoor opening to allow for an unregulated hunting season. I think the FWC site and what the commission has done is clear. I think we do need to do a better job of educating. And the last thing I'll say is Defenders of Wildlife, a number of years ago, worked with Franklin County on providing not only helping to provide bear-resistant trash cans and the like, but also trying to do a better job of educating. And we could even provide additional resources to the county for better. They're one of the few counties that does not have regular trash pickup at the home. I think that's something that if we could get, even not spending the expense of regular trash pickup at each home, but maybe more facilities where residents could go to dispose. But look forward to working with the sponsor on the bill as we move forward. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Up next, we have Katrina Shadix with Bear Warriors United, an opponent. You're recognized, Ms. Shadix.
Thank you. Representative Schoaf is correct. Franklin County does have a problem. It has an unsecured trash problem. I traveled there a few weeks ago. I counted 210 trash cans that were out by the road. 209 were unsecured. Only one was secured, and that was at a church. We know that by securing trash, we reduce bear sightings and bear encounters by 90 to 100%. We have proven this in Seminole County. We used to rank number one in Seminole County with most bear sightings because we have several thousand more people in Seminole County than the Panhandle has, and we have more bears. So we are living in closer quarters with bears, and we are peacefully coexisting, and the number one way we do that is securing trash. And this is proven. The FWC has helped us to peacefully coexist, and they will tell you over and over again it's securing trash. And we have neighborhoods that have reduced seeing bears. I used to see them every single day. For 5 years, they have not seen a bear because they all secured their trash. And when I went to Franklin County and counted those unsecured trash receptacles, I also saw that there was trash dumped directly on the beach. I have pictures here. I couldn't give them out to you. I have them if I can. I just was told I couldn't. To see trash dumped on the beach and to see all of these attractants in people's yards, it is actually against the law to attract bears to your yard with unsecured trash. And it is a state law that the FWC has actually put into a sign and put in front of neighborhoods.
Shadix, please, we're not using visual aids.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so it is against the law to attract the bears. So again, if we help people secure their trash, they're going to stop breaking the laws. They're going to start technically baiting bears to their yard to have an excuse to kill them. They don't need to be killed. Not one person in the history of Florida has ever been killed by a Florida black bear. Not one. So we don't need to start killing them. It's going to exacerbate their extinction. And Representative Trunell, I actually gave you bear straps. We've given out over 28,000 bear straps for free to Floridians to help secure their trash. And I gave you a bear care package a couple years ago for your parents that they had bears going into their trash. Once they secure their trash, you're going to notice no bears come again. And I would hope that we could work with Representative Shove. I did offer help to the Franklin County Sheriff's Department in person and by phone calls, letting them know we would be happy to have a bear fair there like we have in many other communities where we secure everyone's trash can, we give educational literature, and it's an amazing event. We recently did one in Seminole County for Bookertown. We actually purchased bear-proof trash cans for a very poor African-American neighborhood, and then we planted native blueberry plants in the woods surrounding the neighborhood, and that's our effort to keep the bears in the woods and out of the neighborhoods. We have so much success in peacefully coexisting and securing trash. This bill is unnecessary, and it's redundant, and we have to remember this legislature unanimously passed the Florida Wildlife Corridor Act in 2021. The bears were the inspiration for that act, for the Wildlife Corridor. The bears were also the mascot of the Florida Wildlife Corridor. If we randomly let people just kill bears, we're going to be wasting a lot of taxpayer money that we have put billions of dollars into buying this land to conserve land for bears. So we'll be defeating a purpose. So again, I'd like to offer our help to help the people of Franklin County. They need trash service. They need secured trash cans. And, also, Franklin County has a bad bear poaching problem. Someone in Franklin County actually killed one of the FWC's collared study bears. It was a mother bear. They killed her, left her collar in a creek. And just recently, someone in Franklin County shot a bear cub. So this is this bill is just going to help the people who want to kill bears. It's not going to help the county of Franklin. They need help with their trash pickup. And I have lots of other support to oppose this bill that I can drop off to your offices that I wasn't allowed to give to you today. But please don't vote yes on this bill. There's many other ways we can handle this people problem. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Up next, we have Albert Bryant, wishing to appear in person, who's a proponent. Mr. Bryant, you're recognized.
Thank you for your time. I wanted to come speak as in support of this bill because I've been complaining to Representative Shove now for many years about the black bear, someone who has grew up with them, and I've spent a lot more than 4 years with them. I've spent my entire life with them. I grew up in Franklin County, as a child, and then moved to Liberty County, which is just north of Franklin County. I also make my living in the woods, so I'm around black bear in their natural environment all the time. A black bear in their natural environment is, 20 years ago, pretty safe. As a beekeeper, 20 years ago, if you had a black bear come close to you, you could leave your T-shirt, and you could come back a couple days and change your fence, your battery, and keep the bear out. Now we see black bear coming up while we're in the bee yard. They do not turn around. They're not afraid of human scent at all. And I'm not a proponent of killing every bear you see. I'm not a bloodthirsty redneck. What I do want to do is be able to protect our private property, not in the bear woods, but at home. My grandma is 93 years old. She's lived in Franklin County for 63, 64 years in the same house, about 100 yards from elementary school that's been in Franklin County at least 40 years, because I went to school there. And she's had the same amount of trash for 40 years and never had bear trouble until the last 5 or 6 years. And she doesn't have dogs. She doesn't keep her trash on her back porch. But she has black bear breaking into her back porch, tearing into her freezer of frozen food. This problem is a generational problem that began with FWC's management techniques years ago, to where now we have a learned behavior that sow bear have taught cubs, that the easiest way to find food is to go into these neighborhoods. And surely some of that's trash. I have family members in Franklin County who have bear break into their sheds through the windows, tear out windows, to get to their freezers or their pantries. We have black bear breaking into people's homes. If you can't store your food in your home, I don't know where you store it. So the problem with and there's zero chance from someone who spends 90% of his time in the woods, awake time, there's zero chance this bill hurts the bear population of Florida. If we get rid of the bear that's coming in, and I would argue, you know, one of the things that's been brought up today is the FWC says this, it already says you can protect yourself. This bill says you can protect yourself or your private property. And I would argue that's one of my biggest proponents of this bill, is that now I don't have to watch the bear tear up $1,000 worth of food. I can go ahead and dispose of the bear. I can't mount the bear. I can't do anything. There's no trophy. A hunter wants to either have the meat or the trophy. All right, that's what when I go hunt, I'm going for meat and trophy. All right, there's nothing about this bill that allows you to do that. So you would simply be using it to protect your home. To me, it's a common sense law. It's not as controversial as, you know, it may seem by the heading, but it allows you to protect your home and yourself. I personally, up until the last couple of years, thought that was already the way we could do it. I thought we had the right to defend our home. So I'll close with that. Thank y'all for your time. I hope you'll see this bill go through.
Thank you for your testimony. Up next, we have Chris Doolin, who is a proponent. Mr. Doolin, you're recognized.
Thank you. My name is Chris Doolin. I'm not here on a client. I'm here on myself. Grandfather and the kids, speaking as an individual. And we have property in Franklin County and have had property for 45 years there. It's on a rural road. It's off of Highway 98. And we haven't always had issues until we got trash collection. There's no question about it. Trash collection is a major issue that needs to be managed. Our neighbors understand where we live. We like it. We're in the woods. We're on a beach. We're on a dirt road. And we understand what kind of environment it is. There are bears. There are alligators. There's coyotes. There's snakes, armadillos. There's even a big monkey that climbs around. No big deal. It's no big deal. FWC will confirm that our area has made an effort to go bear resistant and limit food sources. But over the past few years, we've seen an increase in bear interactions. Seeing a bear is not a problem. It really is not. However, we've had a bear enter a house. These are from my neighbors. We've had a bear enter a house through a window while people are in their home, went to bed at 10 o'clock, woke up at 6, and their house was in total disarray. We've had a bear come up to the second floor, up the stairs of a house on stilts, go in the screen porch, and go into the guy's bedroom while he was there. We've had other instances like that where the bear might grit its teeth or do whatever. I mean, so, but they still try and come in through the screen porch. These are just a few examples about needing protection. This bill is very limited. I mean, it is restricted only to people who feel threatened. It doesn't allow you. Well, I'll delete this and I'll talk to you about this later. Okay, but it is very limited. We have littles, grandkids, pets. This is a very small step, simply to allow a person who feels threatened to use force to protect themselves. When you consider Floridians have the right to stand their ground, but they, I would hope people that testify against this bill have had the experience of being surprised by getting face-to-face with a 400-pound bear outside their door at night, or going into the brush to retrieve their bear-proof can in a bear den that a bear has taken 100 yards from the site. So hopefully the bill goes through the process. I want to make a couple notes and I'll stop. But this is not a hunt. This is not a hunt. This is not a wholesale assault on bears. And it is not random, the use of the term random. The numbers in this instance don't matter. Because if it's a nuisance bear, it's one bear or two bears. So the numbers don't matter. And they are trained, generationally trained. And FWC has an education component. Trust me. You see a bear, it's on your property, you call FWC, and you're going to get Bear 101. I have to call and I say, look, this is Chris. I'm not a zealot, and I don't need to hear about 101. And I generally call the chief of staff for FWC and say, Jessica, we got a problem with a bear that you need to do something about. And generally, they will. This is a management problem. We need this tool, but this is a management problem, and FWC is getting, I hope they're getting the message, because Sheriff Smith certainly had a little bit of rage going on because he's tired of it. So I'll leave it with that. They're becoming more responsive to nuisance bear, but it's come from pressure from the public. So I'll leave it with that. Hopefully it will help. I'd like to talk to you a little bit more about this. And I'm here because Jason Schoaf and Corey Simon have heard literally hundreds of people. And so thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony, Mr. Doolin. Up next, we have Casey Arshbrenner representing themselves, wishing to appear in a person in opposition. Ms. Arshbrenner, you're recognized.
Hello, committee members. My name is actually Casey Arshbrenner. Thank you for the opportunity to speak today. I live in rural Seminole County, part of Bear Country. My land is rich in vegetation that sustains bears and is a superior species. It's my job, not the bears, to make sure that my land is safe for me and my family and for the black bears. Bears were here long before people were, and we are the cause of the problem with bears. By destroying more and more of their habitat and fragmenting the land that they travel on, we the people have created the ideal conditions for encounters with wildlife. It is therefore up to us to protect these wild Florida state treasures, which happen to be the inspiration for the world Florida Wildlife Corridor. Every single state senator, every single state legislator voted to approve in 2021. There are only about 4,050 bears left living in Florida. As Lynn Burlhead and Shelby Busenbach wrote, quote, "And that's where the potential problems arise in Florida's cool black bear population, as they increasingly squeezed by development and human activity, and at times put in close proximity to Floridians and vacationers. Bear-human encounters per the FWC website are so very, very rare that this bill is not justified. Last year, there were 600 dog attacks, and no one is asking for the right to kill dogs. Most bear-human encounters involve a mama bear with her babies and people walking their dogs. We don't want people walking their dogs through their neighborhoods carrying a gun because they're afraid. Per many bear organizations and the FWC, the best thing you can do is to decrease encounters is to secure trash, When you're out, make noise so that the bears are aware of your presence far from and carrying and carry bear spray to deter encounters. Organizations like the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, Bear Warriors United, FloridaBear.org, and others are actively working to educate the public. A better bill would be to fund these endeavors and provide bear-proof trash cans. In 2020, this legislative body rightly passed a bear poaching bill to increase fines for those caught killing black bears. That was intentional. In 2020, they also passed a bill, or I'm sorry, in 2021, this legislative body passed the Wildlife Corridor Act. That was passed unanimously, and that was intentional. If HB 87 passes, more poaching will occur, more black market selling of black bear body parts will occur, and now we need you to be intentional again and continue to stand up for the Florida black bears and protect them by rejecting HB 87. And I'd also like to point out that this gentleman mentioned that there was a girl who was attacked in East Point. Per the news, she had reported to them that she was walking her dog near her home while she was looking on her cell phone. So she wasn't aware of her surroundings. She wasn't prepared with pepper spray, and she was walking her dog. Most occurrences of interactions between human and wildlife are when they're near mama bears with their cubs, or they are walking their dog. So an education campaign to teach people how to protect themselves from bears, how to protect their property from bears, will be more effective than a bill telling people it's okay to kill bears if you're threatened. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your testimony. Up next, we have Troy Aspirener wishing to appear in person. Troy. Mr. Aspirener, you are recognized.
Thank you. My name is Troy, and I'm 15 years old. Instead of going to school today, I'm here because I want to protect our state's black bears. This is important to thousands of Floridians and tourists who visit our state and spend money to see our bears. As part of my Bright Future Scholarship Community Service, I have distributed bear education material to hundreds of homes throughout Seminole County. What I have learned is that it is possible to peacefully coexist with wildlife. With black bears specifically, educating homeowners to secure trash is the easiest way to reduce wildlife encounters. We are stewards of the land, and it is our responsibility to protect the animals that cannot protect themselves from us. I am advocating against HB 87 because it wants to give people the right to kill bears at any time, anywhere. Have we educated people on the way to avoid bear encounters? How about what we should do if we encounter a bear? No? No? Then I believe the first thing we should do is write a bill to make bear education part of the school curriculum, just like we have fire drills and code red drills. This bill should include funding for bear-proof trash containers, education materials, etc. We know that this bear education works. Katrina Shaddix of Bear Warriors United is getting this job done. Let's work with her and other bear organizations to educate everyone. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for being here today. Up next, we have Lexi Aspirener. Lexi, you are recognized.
Thank you. Hello, my name is Lexi. I am 14 years old. I am here today missing school because taking care of Florida's black bears is very important to me. We need to protect our black bears. According to FloridaBear.org, these amazing bears have lived in Florida for thousands of years. Urban sprawl is decimating their environment, forcing them to find and eat unhealthy food and plastic bags from unsecured trash cans in new sprawl developments. So instead of HB 87 giving people the right to kill bears without a license, black bears need to be reenlisted as a threatened species, and the protection for these amazing animals need to be strengthened. I want you to know that I am already working on my Bright Future Scholarships Community Service, and I have distributed bear education materials to hundreds of homes in Seminole County. I have also spoke at the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Committee in meeting in Orlando last week to discuss protecting our black bears and how we can do that. What I would like to see is a bill that funds bear-proof trash cans and bear groups like Bear Warriors United and FloridaBear.org that work to protect these majestic creatures and educate people on how to peacefully coexist with bears. Secure trash, make noise to make sure bears can hear you, and carry bear spray and know how to use it. This education cancels the need to allow people to shoot bears who are living near people due to people taking their habitat away. Nobody wins if bears die. Not the people, and definitely not the bears. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for being here today. Up next, we have Kelsey Blood with representing themselves. Hi, Kelsey.
Hello, my name is Kelsey and I'm 7 years old. I'm here to tell you about something super cool, Florida black bears. So listen up because I have some important stuff to share. Did you know that Florida black bears are the only species of bear found in Florida? There are only about 4,000 black bears left in Florida. Bears are big and need a lot of room to roam on. We keep taking their space, which is why people see bears more often now. Bears eat mostly plants, fruit, and some bugs like grub worms. Aren't you glad you don't eat what bears eat? Yuck. But when bears live near people, they can get into garbage cans, which is not healthy for the bears and scary for the people. So here's the plan. Let's team up to teach other grown-ups how to live peacefully with bears. Use bear-proof garbage cans so they can't get into the garbage. Make noise when you live in bear areas so they know you are there. Carry and use bear spray if you are afraid of bears. If we teach grown-ups how to live safely around bears, they won't be afraid anymore. And bears won't get hurt. Thanks for listening. Bears are cool.
Thank you so much for your presentation, Kelsey. Truly inspiring. Thank you for being here. Up next, we have Kate McFall, Humane Society of the United States. You're recognized, Kate.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That was a great testimony just now. I enjoyed hearing her speak. I'm Kate McFall, representing the Humane Society of the United States and our Florida supporters. The HSUS opposes this bill as it's unnecessary and would grease the wheels for more killing of Florida's black bears. If this bill were to pass, a person could kill a bear without a real threat being present. There's no requirement or documentation or proof that this person believes this force is necessary. If somebody spotted a bear in their yard, they could kill that bear regardless of whether the bear actually posed a threat or not. And proving otherwise is extremely difficult for law enforcement currently, and certainly would even be exacerbated if this bill were to pass. This boils down to, as you've all heard, a trash management problem. People must manage their trash in a responsible way. Bears eat a huge number of calories every day, especially during the fall months, and they could smell up to a mile away. The buffet of trash cans in neighborhoods appeals to bears, and dog food and pet food and grills, as has been said, and bird feeders and so on. People sometimes ask me, what do we do about the number of bears? Bears are not overpopulated. There isn't a bear problem, but there is a human trash problem. FWC did a terrific job with grants for bear-resistant equipment about 5 years ago, and part of the deal was that receiving municipalities, in order to get the grant, they had to have a trash ordinance in place. It was fantastic. And several counties rushed around and they passed several many good ordinances. It proved extremely effective, and just last week at the commission meeting in Orlando, Commissioner Lee Constantine from Seminole County spoke about the success they've had in Seminole County and working together with FWC. Both have been leaders in this area across the state. He also asked the FWC if they'd like to continue this partnership to help the public and manage trash and keep people and bears safe. I hope they continue this great work, and FWC allocates funds to provide grants to deserving municipalities for BearWise cans. Their FWC has received a record amount of funding the past few years. Definitely well-deserved and welcome news. So that's fantastic. We believe there should be a chunk of funds allocated to continue with these grants for bear-proof trash cans.
There's a growing need with so many people moving to Florida from other parts of the country have no clue how to cohabitate with bears or other wildlife for that matter. And with the habitat destruction and the development, new developments are encroaching on bear habitat more than ever before. With new construction, Bearwise cans should be a staple, a requirement by law, and just part of the home sale for all new construction in Florida going forward. Many neighborhoods adopt policies later and try to retrofit cans and work it, but it makes a whole lot of sense to start on the front end and for this to be included in the purchase of the home from the start. Saks Media did a survey of Florida voters in October of 2023 on this exact issue. And while the responses to killing a bear were as one might expect, there were some differences among political affiliation, sex, age group, and where this person was located in the state. But the most interesting findings from the study were the percentages of people supporting an increase in public education about how to keep bears from encroaching on populated areas, such as how to dispose of waste and trash properly. The support percentages were between 80 and 98%, nothing lower than 80%. This is across Republicans, Democrats, all regions of the state, age, and gender. Managing black bears should be left up to the FWC, and as the survey pointed out, the public supports increased education on the issue of trash management. Shooting bears does not minimize conflicts, trash management does. We urge you to vote no on this bill, respectfully, and I have spoken with the bill sponsor. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Up next, we have Brewster Beavis representing himself. Mr. Beavis, a proponent. Up next, we have Robert Rutterman representing the Humane Wildlife Consulting of Southwest Florida, wishing to appear in person. Mr. Rutterman, an opponent. Up next, we have Milagros Rodriguez, wishing to appear in person. An opponent. Up next, we have Libby Levitt representing themselves, wishing to appear in person. Ms. Levitt, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Committee. HB 87 hides behind the Self-Defense Act, but its true form is a monstrous Trojan horse poised to unleash a torrent of bear blood on Florida's land. This bill, a craven betrayal of the Wildlife Corridor Act, threatens to decimate our natural heritage, a heritage each of you vowed to protect. Remember the 2015 hunts? A gaping wound still raw, hundreds of bears perished in that futile attempt to silence conflict. Studies called it a symphony of death, a bloody charade that ripped through our ecosystems. HB 87 echoes that discordant melody. It slithers through loopholes, a cunning snake exploiting our safeguards. It bypasses the FWC's expertise, transforming the Wildlife Corridor's Act's noble mission into a weapon against the very creatures it should protect. We cannot be complicit. The 2015 hunts ignited public outrage, exposing the hollowness of this approach. Fear and misinformation fueled a mirage of safety while bears paid the ultimate price. This would be a replay. The future lies in harmony, not bloodshed. We must embrace responsible development, education, and non-lethal solutions, such as upholding the Wildlife Corridor Act, protecting and respecting critical habitat and connectivity, and not encroaching on bear territory with development. Urban sprawl is actually one of the largest contributors because we've forced them from their homes. We've actually turned the Wildlife Corridor into a pathway at best. So this is a population problem, but not a population problem of the bears. It's a people population problem. Investing in research, education, and outreach to foster understanding and coexistence, teaching communities to live safely alongside bears, researching and developing non-lethal deterrents, there are many, and protecting human settlements without harming these magnificent creatures. These are the harmonious notes we must play. They address the root cause, promoting coexistence, and ensure a future where humans and wildlife can thrive together. Reject HB 87. Reject the Trojan horse of bloodshed. Choose a future where humans and bears can share this land without fear, a future where coexistence rings out as a resounding chorus. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Up next, we have Jessica Damaris, wishing to appear in person. Ms. Damaris? Up next, we have Penny Jackson, representing End the War on Wildlife, wishing to appear in person. Ms. Jack, waving in opposition. Thank you. Up next, we have Anna Pepper, representing themselves, wishing to appear in person. Ms. Pepper, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chairman. Please vote no on HB 87. It's an unnecessary bill at best and an environmentally hostile one at worst. Although the packet for today's meeting said that there was no economic impact to this legislation, I wholly disagree. Florida black bears are just one member of our dynamic and complex ecosystems. And eroding those systems one species at a time removes the reasons that Florida is Florida. When the tourist dollar that we is so precious to our state, people can go to any state if they want to see stuccoed chain restaurants and retail. The reason people come to Florida is there are places and things here that exist nowhere else in the world. And those ecosystems include the black bear. And the pressure on black bears right now, they have several threats, as you've already heard testimony about car strikes and poachers. Adding an additional threat by passing this bill that basically deputizes random people to take lethal action against these animals is yet another threat. Right now, the number of black bears, although it's been mentioned in the 4,000, it's a guess, because right now it's extrapolated data that is only from certain bear management units that they're applying to come up with that number. So the FWC doesn't really know how many black bears. And if this bill passes, you'll never be able to count them because they'll be disappearing. So there's already laws on the books, as mentioned, to discourage human and bear interaction. And someone who determines that a black bear is a threat doesn't have the training that FWC officers do. So there can be unintended consequences from that interaction if they were to simply maim the animal. An animal that is hurt or afraid poses an additional risk to someone who's trying to handle it without. So it might seem on the face to be a solution, but it really actually heightens the danger. The other thing is, everybody doesn't have 8 hours to drive to talk for 5 minutes. Although I'm representing myself, there's many, many advocates for ends in unintended consequences. And this, in its present form, doesn't have any geographic boundaries that specify it applying to just the bear management units where human-bear interactions take place more often. So please reject it in its current form. It would be great if you rejected it altogether because it's superfluous. And the thing is, those who love the Florida environment, there are so many resources now for us to educate ourselves. And those who love the environment are. And they will remember how you vote on this bill. And they will reward or not come next November. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Up next, we have Karen Johnson wishing to appear in person. Ms. Johnson. Ms. Johnson, you are recognized.
Hey, I'm Karen Johnson. I live in Gulf County, and I haven't seen that many bears in my lifetime there. And when I have, I saw one a few weeks ago. My dog was raising Cain about 1 o'clock in the morning. Sounded like somebody was breaking in my car. But I went to the window and looked out, and my neighbor's light came on, and he had knocked over the trash can, but he didn't do anything to it, and he was beautiful. And so I told my dog to calm down, but he didn't. But I opened the front door and turned my light on to get a better look at the bear. And he looked. I said, I'm not going to let my dog out, I promise. And he's like, okay. And he walked across the street, didn't come in my yard. He wasn't aggressive at all. He was beautiful. And now if I had been one that might kill a bear, if I had a hunting opportunity and the same bear came up, wasn't harming anyone, knocked over a trash can, no big deal. They may have killed him and said, oh, I felt threatened. I don't want a bill that does anything like that. I think more and more people are finding out that Florida does have black bears, and they're like, where can I see a black bear? Unfortunately, I have to tell them, well, right now, trash day, you can stalk the trash and see if you may see one. But I went looking for one last night after work just to see if I could see one because trash day was this morning. I did not see one. Now, somebody's home camera may have this morning. Who knows? But you can't see them every day. And they're not out to harm you. They're just out to eat. And so when I was riding around last night looking for bears, I'm on St. Joe Beach, and the only one that I saw that was secured was a friend of mine that I had told to call the FWC and get one. Everybody else, there wasn't anything. And I'm hoping Katrina will come to Gulf County and help educate everybody there and get some bear proof trash cans.
Ms. Johnson, please keep your comments for the committee.
I'm sorry. And so I think that's a lot of it. But I don't think this bill should pass. I think it will give people more ammunition to kill a bear. I've heard one in Highland View was killed like 2 years ago. I heard one was killed because it got in somebody's honey. That's not a threat to someone. It's just hungry, you know? So I don't cook, but I have a lot of to-go boxes, but I have 3 dogs that eat all my food, so they're not going to go in my trash can for much. So anyway, that's about what I have to say. Thank you.
Vote no. Thank you. Thank you for your testimony, Ms. Johnson. Up next, we have Chuck O'Neill. Mr. O'Neill wishing to appear in person. Mr. O'Neill, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. We've heard a lot today on both sides of this issue, and I appreciate the position that you're in. How do you decide when you have points on both sides, that are equally serious? In this case, though, we've heard a lot about Franklin County. And we've heard a little bit about Liberty County. But this is not the Franklin County Commission. This is the Florida Legislature. We're talking about a bill here that would become law across the entire state, not Franklin County. The remedies for Franklin County being applied to the state of Florida are overly broad. Overly broad. There was a question about numbers. And thank you for the 7-year-old to talk about it. 4,000 bears. 4,000 Florida black bears, a subspecies, a unique subspecies, 4,000 black bears on the entire planet. And what we're talking about here is passing a bill that would empower 22 million Floridians to shoot a bear if they feel threatened. And yes, threatened, their life threatened, they can shoot a bear if their life is threatened now. Under questioning, the sponsor, if their life was threatened, later on, if their property was threatened. If you go to Black's Law Dictionary and look up threatened, it doesn't talk about your life being threatened. Threatened is very broad, overly broad. This is an overly broad application of a solution for one county. One county. In 2015, the top biologist for FWC designed a hunt for 3,775 hunters. They said that 260 bears would be killed in the week-long hunt. 260 bears were killed in the first day, most of them by noon. So fortunately, the FWC had a circuit breaker. They said the executive director could step in and shut down the hunt if it were to go over the projected number, which it did in the first day. And he did shut down that hunt. Where is the circuit breaker in this bill? Where is that circuit breaker? How many bears will be killed by the 22 million people who are empowered by this bill to shoot a bear? Who can stop it? Who is empowered by this bill to stop that? The executive director of the FWC? That's not in this bill. There's no mention. So what would have to happen? We go to the next session. We go to 2025. And another bill is passed because too many bears have been killed. We're getting close to the extinction of the subspecies. And then another bill comes up to rescind this bill. Too late. Too late. It would be too late. There is no circuit breaker built into this bill. It is overly broad. I live in bear country. I have bears in my backyard every week. Every week. I do not feel threatened by them. They come into my backyard. If I'm outside, you know what I do? I go into my house. And I close the door. I've never had one try to come through into my house. That's how you protect yourself. Representative Antone, and Orlando, there were bears in Orlando. What I feel threatened by is this bill. Now neighbors in Orlando can come out and start shooting at a bear. They can start shooting at a bear. Where's that bullet going to go? Are they all expert marksmen? Are they all licensed hunters? Have they gone through hunter training courses? No. This is your average person with a gun who's scared. And he's pointing at that gun like Fredo in The Godfather. Where does that bullet go? This bill is a threat. It's a threat to the Florida black bear. It's a threat to me. It's a threat to my neighbors. It's a threat to my wife. Please, for God's sake, vote no on this bill. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Up next, we have Stacy Rowicki. Ms. Rowicki, you are recognized. Ms. Rowicki?
Okay.
Going once, going twice, an opponent. Is there any further public testimony? Seeing no further public testimony, we're going to move on to debate. Members, we're going into debate. Representative Bartleman, you're recognized in debate.
Yes, I do not, I had a hard time understanding this issue, and I'd like to thank the representative for talking to me and explaining to me what's going on in your county. Because I have a similar issue with alligators and coyotes in my county. And so when I put it in that perspective, I see why people are afraid. But I also know that there hasn't been a bear fatality. Like, there's been like one in a century. And in September 25th of 2023, they just pulled a body out of an alligator in Florida because there are fatalities, but we're not letting people going around to shoot the alligators. We're not letting people going around to shoot the coyotes. My point that I made earlier, which was in the wrong place, but actually the speaker made the case for me, is that the perception of this law is that now, and you corrected it before, but the perception of this law in the community is that now they can defend their property and kill the bear because they're on their car, or and you heard a speaker say that. But I think the reason why that perception is there is because the law already exists. If you are about to get killed by a bear, you are allowed to shoot that bear. But then there's an investigation. So what this is doing is making it just a little bit easier where people don't have to worry about that investigation. And that's a big part of my concern. So you will see people shooting a bear because they're on their garbage can or in their grill, and it just, this is what happens. But I do want to say, when I was researching this, is there's something called a bear management unit, and it's for the East Panhandle. And what this unit does, and the counties that were represented here today, is it tracks all the statistics on the bears. And the majority of the calls had to do with garbage cans. And as a matter of fact, we're basically killing the bears with our cars. But only 1% of the calls total in that county had to do with safety. So mostly everything else had to do with the nuisance of the bear. The issue to me is if a person feels threatened, I feel that language isn't strong enough. I don't walk in the shoes of the people who live here, but I do trust this representative to meet with everybody and find a middle ground. Also, the fact that there's no trigger to stop it. When I read the articles from 2015 where we almost extinguished a whole species here in Florida, that is scary. And that was by our own doing. And that is not what we're about. So maybe that language also needs to be in here. But if you're about to get mauled by a bear, you're not going to jail or you're not going to get arrested. You're allowed to kill the bear. So the question is, what is this really doing if the law already exists? But I think this is a great representative. His community is upset and worried, and he's doing what he needs to do. And I'm hoping that you'll work on this bill. But at this point in time, I'm going to vote no on it. And thank you. And I totally understand why you're bringing this forward, especially the stories you shared with me about the 8-year-old girl and the school bus. I get it. I just don't know if there's a better place we can get with this bill to address all the needs. So thank you.
Representative Cassell, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And first and foremost, I just want to thank everybody in the public who came and provided your comments. Your stories and your positions are not lost on any of us. And Representative, I'm super torn on this bill. I agree with Representative Bartleman's sentiments with regards to just some of the language. You know, as an attorney, feelings aren't in the law. And feelings and how people feel about things aren't in the law for a reason, because that's not what the law is about. You know, we need to be more specific and make sure that we have clear language. That way we are providing protection for people who are threatened and scared for their lives, but also, you know, still protecting bears. You and I have had conversations offline about other suggestions. And for that reason, because I do know that you know, this is your district, and I'm a big believer in taking what you are presenting to us as the elected official for this district and telling us that you're having a problem and asking us for help. I'm a big believer in being a team player and trying to help you with that. So I'm going to be a yes today in the hopes that I can continue to work with you on this language, getting it to a better position. But I will see this bill 2 more times. And I just wanted to put on the record that that does not mean I will be a yes in the future or a yes on the floor. I think the bill needs some work. I hope to be able to work with you on that. So today I will be a yes, and I look forward to working with you.
Representative Steele in debate.
Thank you, Chair. And thank you, Shoaf, for bringing this forward, Representative Shoaf. you know, there's a couple of comments I want to comment on, and thank you guys for all coming in and giving your presentation. I'm a Floridian. This is a third generation Floridian. Hunter, brought up hunting my entire life. And I think through conservation is the answer. It's about managing the population and not just extinguishing the population. We had a deer shortage in the state of Florida at one point in time, but through proper management and through hunting, and hunters are probably the biggest conservation group in our country. You see population growth when a hunter is involved, and I think that we should have this be a season versus, the bill. I'm up on your bill because I think there is an issue. But in 2015, there was a season. It opened up, and they thought it was going to be a week and a half to 2 week long season. There were 295 bears killed in 2 days, and that guy, you have to look at that and think about, that could be a problem, right? If 295 are killed in 2 days, there is a large amount of animal population in our state, and so we need to start managing the population. So it's not necessarily for the threat of human beings, but it's for the quality of the bear's life as well. There's several ways to look at it, but alligators have become a huge problem in our state, and it's because we had a restriction on harvesting alligators. So now there's a season for alligators, and they issue permits for geographical locations in the state, and that's how they manage the population. So I'm up on your bill. I think it's a great bill, and thank you for bringing it forward.
Members, we're in debate. Further debate. Representative Anton in debate.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chair. And let me just say thanks to everyone for coming up here today and presenting your concerns about this legislation. I do have some reluctance about supporting this legislation, but I am going to support it today. I think trash attracts bears, but in this particular instance, I don't think education about trash is going to solve this particular problem. I think the folks in this particular area believe that they need to be able to protect themselves without criminal prosecution. And this bill gives them some level of comfort that they can protect themselves if there's a bear on their property. Not down the street, not around the corner, but if there's a bear on their property, they can protect themselves. I expressed to the bill sponsor that I had some concerns about people chasing after bears. So if that bear runs off, what happens? Can they chase the bear down the street? Can they chase the bear around the corner? And he said this law will not allow that, and current law doesn't allow that. So anyway, let me just wrap up my comments. I support the bill. And again, I just believe that folks should be able to protect themselves if they really feel like a bear is out to harm them or will harm them. They should be able to protect themselves and not worry about criminal prosecution.
Representative Alvarez in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, whoever brought the 7 or 8-year-old young lady, I see what you did there. You almost got me. Just for the record, you almost got me. Ladies and gentlemen, if you came here in opposition to this bill, I want you to understand we heard you. And I think that you have great reasons to be here, because what you're putting first is the state of Florida. And you're putting first, if I could say the word first, you're putting first our resources, which is incredibly commendable. It's what we consider tantamountly important to making sure that Florida remains the great state that it is. But truthfully, this isn't about Franklin County. This is about Florida. We're here because FWC has failed to regulate a resource properly. And the answer is, hey, here's a pamphlet. Get your bear spray. Hope you're doing good. And that is not enough. Truthfully, it's an oversimplification of the issue. We've got bears, and you tell me it's trash. Really, what we have is an unregulated resource, right? And when we have too many of a resource interacting with a human population, then we have these issues. We've charged FWC with doing this. And listen, FWC is an incredible institution. They do a lot of things incredibly well. I'm a big fan, but we all have points that we could improve on. Bears are surely one of them. Quite frankly, your number one argument that you want me and the rest of the members of this committee to believe is that Representative Shoaf here is attempting to do a backdoor Trojan horse bloodbath on the bear in creating some sort of de facto fake hunting season. And I got to tell you something. I'm looking at everyone who said it. It's offensive. It's cheap, and it really hurts your credibility in front of me and this committee. If we want to talk about the truth, let's talk about education. Education is a proper venue. It is. If we want to talk about trash, let's talk about trash. But if you want me to balance the equities between people and bears, I want to look at you in the eyes and tell you that people are always going to win with me. The safety of the people of Franklin County and the rest of Florida are tantamount. They're the most important part, period. So we can balance both. I'm not going to tie the hands of a citizen whose property is being destroyed or whose personal health is being threatened. Ideally, you say it's a rule that's already in place. It's not. It's not a duplication. Really, when FWC shows up and becomes your judge and jury in the middle of the woods saying that you've done something wrong, hopefully you were scared enough. Hopefully you were threatened enough. What we're doing is putting into code that if you do feel that threat, then you are justified, and we're putting that language in there. Ladies and gentlemen, you're looking at people that are on this committee because they believe in conservation. Many of us are hunters, and what Representative Steele said is absolutely the truth. The number one person that fights for the conservation in this country and in this state is the hunter. They put their money and their mouth where their conservation is. So why don't, instead of attacking Representative Shoaf in this bill, why don't we work together? We can do two things at once. We can let a Florida citizen be defended. We can listen to the sheriffs as they ask for help. We can listen to the people as they ask for help. And then we can educate Floridians and help preserve the bear along the way. A healthy bear population is great for Florida, but a safe and tantamountly incredibly important thing is that citizens of Florida know that they have the right to defend themselves where they are, when they are. Thank you.
Ranking Member Skidmore in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Representative Shoaf. I think based on the testimony today, this is a very important topic for Floridians, and I trust you immensely to represent the people of your district. I can't imagine the feeling of being trapped by not being able to walk outside and walk your dog without having to prepare. I think that that is, you know, a very difficult way to live. I think that the bill has problems that we've heard and issues, and some work can be done. I know that you are a man of your word. I'm going to vote no today because I know that it needs some work, but I trust that you are doing what is right for your community and looking for the best answer. And I know the people who testified for this bill and the people who testified against this bill come from a place where they're trying to either protect the bear or their family. And we all want to do that too. So I see that where people are. I know the bill's going to pass this committee today. At least I feel confident that it will. You have so many people who want to work with you on getting this right. I am one of those people, and I hope that at the next upper on the floor that I'll be able to vote with you. But thank you so much.
Do we have any other members in debate? Any other debate? See no further debate. Representative Shoaf, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It was a great conversation today. And as has been said several times, we heard good points. I will tell you, though, I look forward to working with y'all on maybe tightening up some of that. I need to learn a little bit more about a better way to say it, but at the end of the day, it's clear to me. I understand. But if we need to tighten it up for the court system, I'm happy to do that. Heard another thing today, a bluff charge. I never heard that term before because where I'm from, you don't charge and bluff. If a 400-pound bear is charging me at night and I have my children, I'm not going to wait to see if it's bluffing or not. I would encourage each of you to take a look at Google and just Google Florida bear attack. I mean, you can see it Bear attacks Florida man protecting his dog. Surviving a bear encounter. Florida woman describes surviving bear attack. Florida woman comes face to face with bear. Caught on camera, Florida man saves his dog from a bear. Bear attacks man outside of his Daytona Beach home, and it just keeps going. So I don't know where they think that it's not happening here in the state, because it's happening all the time. It may not be reported, may not make the news, may not be a statistic, but it's happening. So I just wanted to bring this up to you today, let you know it is a very serious problem, and it's not just a Franklin County problem. I represent 10 counties. It's a problem in every single one of them. Franklin County just happens to have the highest statistics, reported statistics, but all the rest have the same problems. I can go on all day. I'm going to close with that, ask for your support. Look forward to working with all of you as this bill moves forward.
Thank you, Representative Schoaf. Missy, please call the roll.
Representatives Abbott?
Yes.
Alvarez?
Here. Yes.
Antone?
Yes.
Bartleman?
No.
Botana?
Yes.
Brackett?
Yes.
Cassell?
Yes.
Cheney?
No.
Esposito?
Yes.
Hunchowski?
No.
Mooney?
Yes.
Skidmore?
No.
Steele?
Yes.
Trunell?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Chair Buchanan?
Yes. Members, by your vote, please show the bill is reported favorably. Congratulations, Representative Schoaf. Members, that concludes our meeting for today. I want to wish everyone a great couple weeks off. We're coming into session early in January, so everyone get rested up, enjoy time with your friends and family, and we'll look forward to seeing you soon. Seeing no further business before the committee, Representative Steele moves we rise without objection.